Pathways to Practice is a symposium that we're hosting with the Fire Station Artist Studios at the Glucksmann Gallery in Cork on the 28th of February. It's a one-day symposium, and in many ways, when we started planning for the event, it was very much a celebration of four residencies that we've had at the Fire Station Artist Studios since 2008. And we wanted to celebrate and to look back at the learning that we'd all had, both artists, the Fire Station, and Arts and Disability Ireland. And then we started thinking about looking forward as well. So we wanted to include curators and other galleries people involved in the arts in a debate around actually showing the work of artists with disabilities. So as well as having the four artists with disabilities who were residents at the Fire Station, one from Austria, one from Sweden, and two Irish artists, we also are having some of the mentees that were involved in a mentoring program that the three of the four artists did while they were at the Fire Station, as well as Gary Robson, who is the director of the artistic director of Dada Fest in Liverpool, who was involved in co-curating a very large international exhibition that originated in Holland called Niet Normaal. And it explores difference, and I suppose what we wanted to do with having Gary in conversation with Patrick Murphy was explore, you know, how you curate the work of artists, some with disabilities, some not, around the issue of normal. For us, that's why Niet Normaal was particularly interesting, because it set a series of questions around difference. And of course, people with disabilities may have something artistically to say on that, but they can actually say it alongside their non-disabled peers. And that was of great interest to us.
I was just going to ask you to elaborate on that, because on the one hand, by having an exhibition like Niet Normaal, you're automatically highlighting differences, if you like, or exploring different abilities. But on the other hand, I think, as you mentioned earlier, particularly in Ireland, we're always very keen to integrate people with disability and not see it as something different or not see it as something separate. How do people respond to that? Because even the sort of name Niet Normaal in itself kind of creates an image, doesn't it?
It does, but in fact, in Dutch, it actually is a slang word for cool, which is interesting. There's a certain amount of irony in the notion of Niet Normaal as being cool. I think the important thing is that in terms of mainstreaming, or you use the word integration, I think what's very important is that people can still be themselves. I think there was a time when artists were reflecting on their experience of disability in the same way as most artists experience or will reflect experience of their lives, that was either seen as lesser or something that would exclude them from being part of the mainstream. And I think what's something like Niet Normaal, and by no means the only exhibition ever to have done this, sets a context for is that actually you can explore difference, and difference is something that is part of a debate, a discussion in a larger society, in all of society. And actually, people with disabilities quite often have something quite unique to add to that debate or that discussion by exploring their own difference, or the different way in which they experience or reflect on society.
I would argue maybe that in some ways a lot of artists, regardless of whether they have disability or not, often feel like they are excluded or that they're a little bit different from other people. you know, so is art always looking at those kind of things? Is it always sort of looking at things from a different perspective, or is that fair to say?
Ooh, I'm not too sure about that. There was one time when people believed in the arts that if you didn't suffer when you went to see something or make something, that you didn't have a good art experience. I think it obviously I am, I suppose, to an extent, an artist in whatever art form they work in stands ever so slightly apart from the culture and society they are actually in. And I suppose in some ways that allows them to observe and reflect. But I think, and to that extent, I suppose artists do feel different and they are driven. But despite that, I think artists also are very much more involved in a dialogue with the society and the culture of which they're a part of. And that's really, really important too.